Finally this hour, music from the rapper who became famous in the 1990s as the leader of the group A Tribe Called Quest. Q-Tip went solo with a 1999 album. It turned out to be his last officially released album, his label Canned, a 2002 follow-up. Now Q-Tip is back with a new CD called The Renaissance. Oliver Wang has this review.
Throughout his 20-year career, Q-Tip has never been the most ferocious or gritty MC. But what he and A Tribe Called Quest excelled in, unerringly, was a songcraft imbued with the emotional sophistication of a bebop ballad, even when blasting out of car trunks.
Honey, check it out, you got me mesmerized. With your black hair and your fat thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay.
The better moments on Q-Tip's new album, The Renaissance, recall that particular magic. A unity of soul-soothing music and Q-Tip's distinctive presence as the everyman poet with a touch of street swagger.
Walking through the corridors of my mind, the hideaways and nooks and things were good times. Memories certainly, yes, they still bind. Still a common man, and yeah, that's for sure. Still a bankroll, and yeah, still couture. But man, this thing that we had was much more. Come back home, don't be out in the world. It's a bad place and no place for a girl. Amongst the scavengers, I found a pretty pearl. It's for the faint of heart who never get enough. Gotta get tough, buckle them up. We call them guts and we gotta get enough.
The Renaissance is a compelling, though sometimes uneven pastiche of styles drawn from Q-Tip's years in exile. That includes echoes from his unreleased but leaked 2002 album, Kamal the Abstract. It was a challenging, ambitious effort that his label deemed commercially impractical. The Renaissance sustains some of that experimental spirit, with less conventional songs, a live band, and Q-Tip singing instead of rapping.
Oh, yeah. Well, the bell is rung because the time is here. Oh, yeah. We gotta switch it around and put the thing in gear. Oh, yeah. Not much is for sure, but this is true.
On other tunes, it's reassuring to hear that unlike many of his peers, age has actually sharpened Q-Tip's agility as a rapper. He favors terse couplets and a staccato delivery. His signature pinched voice artfully plays with and against the peaks and pockets of the album's rhythms.
When asked about the trade rumors, he simply replied that he's just here to produce and put forth the best effort for his team.
Put your money on a sure thing. Certain profits would it bring. Ceremonies of the ring are in the White House ring. Clear your mantle, the trophies I bring. Do you want to trade?
No one's waiting for nothing.
Cause in the end, it's a teammate you're looking for. Backs you and go to ball. Leaves it all on the floor. Always looking to score. Kept us in the locker room. This is why you sing this tune.
No one's waiting for nothing.
Coming off a long hiatus, Q-Tip has to compete against both the contemporary pop landscape and fans' nostalgia for A Tribe Called Quest. At their best, his songs can elicit an emotional response that transcends the boundaries of time and genre. It may have taken him nearly 10 years to remind us of that, but even when Q-Tip's not on schedule, he still manages to sound on time.
People find belief when they don't find identity. Believe in your friends, don't believe in your enemies. Mountains of doubts and disbelief right in front of you. Truths on the other side, what you gonna do?
Oliver Wang writes about music for the LA Weekly, Vibe, and SoulSides.com. He was reviewing the album by Q-Tip called The Renaissance.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.